everyone, and welcome to Discover Deeper Connections podcast, sponsored by my company, My Soul to Soul Journey. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Here we unravel the tapestries of love that span your past and present lifetimes. In the first season of this weekly podcast, we'll explore the profound lessons and soul connections that are woven into your past love affairs and uncover the secrets that can guide you towards soulful transformation in your current life relationship. My name is Tracy, and I'm here to guide you through those journeys. I'm a transitional life and relationship coach, a mother of four fabulous humans, and I absolutely love taking long road trips for delicious treats and treasures. I also enjoy finding new friends that I haven't met yet. If you're at a crossroad in your life and you feel the pull of past life relationships impacting your now life romances, or if you just love listening to real stories from real people who are connected to multiple love lives, I invite you to tune in and subscribe. You can listen to me and my very special guests on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or most anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.
Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning. Go ahead and keep your feet parallel on the ground so that we stay grounded. And right now, how this works is I want you to think of an unwanted situation, unwanted experience, a dynamic that happens in your relationships. Doesn't have to be with a partner. It can be with a parent, child, sibling, with money. It can be with work relationships. Basically, any love relationship or interaction that, you know, you've experienced that is no longer working for you, or you want to understand why it's not working, or you understand why it keeps happening.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want you to take a moment and think about when that situation has occurred. You can also think about if this is just one person that this keeps happening with, or if this is, you know, multiple, like I keep dating the same guy, then just go ahead and think about them, if that's the case. And think about also the last time this experience or you experienced this dynamic before.
Okay.
And then go ahead and take a few deep breaths, just close your eyes and just really focus and concentrate on that last time that this unwanted experience happened or this unwanted situation, and just how you felt, like, you know, why is this happening? What's going on? What am I missing? Any of those feelings that you may or may not have had. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tap into that energy and start reading. I'm asking for a few past lifetimes to come through and past love experiences or relationships experiences to help you clarify and find a solution to new passes. So just go ahead and breathe. Take a deep breath in. Really focus. Deep breath out. Okay, I'm getting multiple people here, so, which is not a problem, but we're going to go into one of the lifetimes that you're way, way, way back. I want to say 1700s, and this feels like, I want to say like the African rainforest jungle, not necessarily the deep within the jungle or the rainforest, but something similar. Yeah, all the way down towards the tip of Africa. You're in a tribe together with these people. different dynamics. So you are, it's paternal. So whoever you're asking about, is one of them is your grandmother. You are female in this one. One of them is your son. You've all been together in family before. Just different dynamics. So I get one of the females was male, another was female. Very, back then it wasn't necessarily identified as love. It was you stuck together, very, very bonded, and you worked together almost like a clock does. With you worked very together, very symbiotic, very synchronistic, very intuitive. And in other words, you knew what each other needed without talking, because you really didn't talk back then, almost for safety and respect for the land and the animals and so on and so forth around you. The language was very minimal. It was very simple. And a lot of it was with hand signals. Like you talked a lot more with your hands, and you were very like telepathic with each other. So you have that telepathy. What that's showing me now is you brought that forward. You just forgotten, not completely forgotten, but you've forgotten how to use that. It does exist. It's like it's almost like a light switch that just needs to be turned on. And what it's showing me with the light switch is literally just need to go and they just need to turn it on. They just need to accept that, oh, I can talk to my, I can talk to you like that. There's little synchronicities, there's little occurrences that have already been taking place. Like, hey, did you get that? Yes, I got that. So start acknowledging those little synchronicities. Like, I was thinking about you at 5 o'clock or dinner time. Hey, I was thinking about you too. You know, did you tell me a message or did you have a message for me? And then, yes. So start sharing those little things without necessarily calling it talking telepathically, just honoring and acknowledging that took place. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. What that does is it's strengthening that bond. You are here to, it's when you're showing me what you're here as a group to do, you're showing me the spiral, the shell, I want to say it's like the Fibonacci, the shell and the spiral that keeps going. You're here to climb. So you're here to transcend with each other. And one just keeps helping the other keep going up, 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 up. So you, ooh, I'm getting tingles. So you are trying to tap into that right now. That's interesting. I've gotten this before. So it's showing me that that's, you're just at the beginning. That's just beginning. That's going to keep going. For whatever reason, like next year around spring, it's going to start going faster. It's going to go happen faster. If that was one of your questions, like when. Okay. So
what will happen faster?
That you will climb and transcend faster. Okay. Like everything's starting to come online and it's just going to go. So if you're wondering like, when is that going to happen? That's why that answer came. So that was that lifetime, just to show that you have that bond, you have that strength. Just start honoring the word honor and respect the you for the tribe. When you're back there, you just show me like, no, this is what we do, how we do it. You need to acknowledge and honor that. Are those two words coming in good? That was that lifetime. Okay. anything else. Okay, so now you take me back to 12, 13. In a castle, it's dark. This is interesting. You are male. Whoever you're asking about is female and male. You have two males with you and a female. One of the persons that you're asking about is in the castle. They're not necessarily a prisoner, as you would think of, like, they did something bad, but they're a prisoner of the castle, meaning they're kept. Young, I almost want to say it's like... because the bloodlines are mixed a little bit. You're not a blood relation at that time, but you still have a soul contract. There's no blood relation to any of the people that you are asking about right now. But it's almost like the, one of the Disney ones where you're trying to get into the castle to save the princess. She's not princess, she's just a kept girl, like the daughter of the person who owns the castle, and you're trying to help her escape. Not a lot of physical abuse, but they make a view like they don't treat her very well, not at all. And you are, like, not necessarily a knight, but you are prominent, and the people with you, you have skills, so, like, not necessarily an army, but I don't know what you'd call them back then, where you would fight for justice and fight for rights and stuff like that, and you're trying to get her out of her castle. The castle's dark. It's gray, it's cold, it's dark. I want to say you're like England, Dublin, like in that area. Okay, so the reason why you're showing this is because there's that feeling of being cut off, and you can't get across the moat, you can't get across, you can't reach over the castle. So you and your crew, two other people, you give her little, you leave forget-me-nots, like flowers at the base. You have a set space on the castle, and you show me like the space because you can't get, and you leave flowers there so that when she comes out and she sees them, she knows that you're thinking about her and that you're there for her and that you're still working on it. And you leave little pumpkins or persimmons or some sort of like little orange, you leave fruits and like little things where they nest. It kind of looks like, oh, it's natural, like, oh, that felt, but how did that, like, you had a, if it was a persimmon, you had a persimmon tree that was on one side of the moat, and you put another persimmon on her side, and so that nobody would question, like, oh, why is this here, somebody left it here. It was like, oh, how did this get, that fell a long way from the tree. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there wasn't any, like, obvious, but there was, like, obvious to you and her, but not obvious to anybody else. And you helped her by this. It took years. It took some time. This was an ongoing thing where you helped her, and eventually she escaped. She got out of the castle before she needed to, like before she was supposed to, I should say, not needed to. Um what you're showing me reason why is the faith and the trust in the little things. And so focusing on those little things is more important than the grand gesture. Does that make sense? Because it's the little things that created the breakthrough, the breakout.
Okay.
It was, yeah, it's the little things. And I mean little. Like when I look like it's not a daisy size, when if I go, you know, metaphorically, it's not even like the size of a daisy flower, a gerbina daisy. It's a, like a little tiny forget-me-not flower. It's that little. So just the minor things that you don't think are minor, but the little things, it's the little things that count. That's what she's, yeah. Ooh, I'm getting tingles. No, so faith and trust, hope. Yeah, you bring the light, and eventually, when you bring enough light, it overcomes the darkness. That's her message back to you. Keep bringing the light. Okay, I think that's that lifetime. This is okay. This is kind of sad. I've never been here before. We're going back to the war. I almost want to feel like it's Germany. It's somewhere with tall buildings. So that's in my head. I'm thinking it's. It's more city stone buildings. And you are with the family. You're showing me this lifetime. You're with everybody. Some blood relation, some not blood relation, but the message, you're waiting for the bombs to drop. And you've got rubble all around you. This is, and yeah, this is, unfortunately, this is like how you guys go. Your message here is, and you're asking this, we're all in this together. And so while you're showing me, while you're bringing me back to this point is to remember that bond, remember the interesting. Remember the community. Remember the how wide it goes. And it's interesting because you start out with just two people in your arms, one in each, just holding. And as you're sitting there and you're not necessarily praying, you're just talking and sharing and thinking of some happy thoughts. As you do, I'm getting tingles. Okay, as you're thinking and you're holding them, you guys are just sharing that very intimate moment, and you're sharing like happy, silly thoughts with each other. Like, think about the time we went and did this, and think about the time we went and did that. More people are coming in. Like, you have more people are trickling into you and holding in, so that your little huddle of just three turns into like eight or nine people that are just huddling with you. And it's interesting because I can say this because I know this, but the guy that you have a guy coming in, you have a love interest, he's coming in. He's there and that coming in. He's just coming in. You haven't met him yet. And it's the huddle of, again, we're all in this together. You weren't crying. You weren't. You're almost singing. Like you're almost remember like the town square, and we used to. It was a celebration, and you're singing even though you know it's the end. Does that make sense? It's the end of something.
Yeah.
Okay.
It reminds me of the kids. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, so you're telling me for this reason why is one, hold strong. Hold strong of who you are and focus on the joy, the happy. There's a song that I can't hear, but when you hold strong and you focus on that happy, it attracts. Does that make sense? And you're attracting the people that you need because you are all in this together to create a bigger joy, a bigger being, that community that almost like camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You have, there's eight, possibly nine coming in. You know, like four or five of them right now. Mm-hmm. You have more people coming into you. And you're gonna know, I know you. It's gonna be like one of those when we meet them. Like, I know you.
Like, I haven't met them yet.
Yeah, you haven't physically met them, but you etherically, you intuitively know you know them. This is part of your contract here was to create that community, to create that joyful community. And that's what's coming forward. This is why, is to remember one, who you are, and that strength, that joy, that light, that you got a song coming out. I don't know the song. It's not in this language. I do not speak that language.
Yeah.
It's a simple song and it makes everybody happy. It's like sung in like a celebration or like a, you know, like a gathering, and everybody sings it. Mm. Everybody knows it. I think that's it. Do you have a specific question? You can ask it out loud or just hold on to it.
This love interest that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know them now? And will we get it right?
You physically don't know this person yet. And he's coming because he has a right.
What does that mean?
He's not, he wasn't going to show up if he couldn't get it right.
But he's not someone I know currently.
No.
And when you say get it right, does that mean he's going to get it right with
everything?
My kids too.
Like he can't. Yeah, he was not going to show up until he knew he could show up and be the person he needed to be. Does that make sense? He's doing like almost as if by tapping to that energy, it's doing the work, healing, being the best version of who he could be. He had, as you've been working on and doing your journey, he's been working on his journey. He's not quite ready. He's almost ready, and he'll show up. But when you meet him, you're gonna meet him like, I know you. No, we've not physically met. And you're like, no, I know you. So it's gonna be a lot of know, when you meet somebody like that, you're like, God, where have I met this person before? Where have I? It's that familiar feeling. And I think with him is a couple other people, either friends or family, relatives. It feels like a couple relatives. Not necessarily immediate, but like maybe a cousin or an aunt or something like that, that is bringing in, I'm getting more tingles, that you're, that is bringing in when you, like I say, that group of eight, mm-hmm. a strong contract to build those communities and nurture all those ideas.
Spring,
you're going to start to take off. I don't know when you're going to meet him.
Do you know how we meet?
Just January, kids.
February.
Possibly January, February. There's like a few dynamics that need to take place that could alter things, but it's all about choice.
This is really weird, but I don't... Can I use names? How do I...
No, try not to use names.
Okay. Does someone else come in to try to offer me something? I feel like... Like, the person you're talking about, like, I know them, I understand what you're saying, but I also feel like there's some sort of death coming, and I can't tell if it's, like, a physical death, right?
Or an death. Ego death, or
yeah.
A death of a relationship or dynamic.
Something is happening where I have to hold the kids up more.
That could be it. Like I said, I'm just picking up on factors. So it's, when I see factors, it should, like what you're showing me is you've got several paths, but at the entrance of these paths, or you know those doors that you go in that spin,
mm-hmm.
and you know, when you go into a building and you have to enter them, mm-hmm. it's, you have like two or three of the the third one's kind of teetering. You have two definite doors that are spinning. So it's kind of like, that path has not been chosen yet. There's still dynamics there that need to take place, which could churn the trajectory a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's not that he's never going to come. It's just a matter of if and when, because there are certain things that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. We're in transition, that choices still need to be made for that transition. So like, use this information of for those readings, and I'm trying to go back, I'm sorry. Because
okay.
Like, once the picture goes, it goes. But use the picture, the little things. You're showing me the little white flowers, and again, the forget-me-nots. So remember to do the tiny things. Remember to stay strong and hold tight and focus on the joy and sing. I don't even know if it's the song or it's just the message, singing the song, right? So maybe there is a song or singing songs. That's one of the messages that's coming through. Hold on to those, like practice those little things, because why I'm receiving those is those are your answers to help you get to where you want to go and dissolve what's happening now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. A little, yeah.
So as you strengthen some of those and you practice some of those, then that gets you almost like the fast track to what you want.
Okay.
And while you're still a part of everybody else's experience, you still, you know, sometimes you're involved in a situation not for you, but for them,
mm-hmm.
and you're just part of that experience because you're there to teach instead of learn.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the trajectory happens, is are they ready for this experience? How bad, you know, what's the depth length, blah, 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 blah. It's not going to skew your timeline as much as it's going to either fast track it or slow it down by like a month or two. Does that make sense?
A little, yeah.
Okay. So this could happen like January, February. It could happen like March, April. Okay. It just feels like sometime in the beginning before the summer of next year, before the flowers die, if that makes sense. Okay. So sometimes spring, you know, early spring here, late spring, when we get into like July, all the flowers are dying because it's too hot. Yeah, there's some, you're still a part of other people's dynamics in this lifetime that decisions haven't been made.
When you say other people, what do you...
So in other words, let's just say you have, let's just say if this question was about your work relationship, we'll make it kind of superficial right now.
Okay.
Okay. So if this was about your work relationship and it's other people, you still have a boss, right? And other people in the office who has to make a decision on how they want to run their business, how they want to do things. Do they want to promote you? Do they want to hold you back? And so those little things, because that's their lesson, right? Maybe their business is falling apart and their lesson is to learn how to deal with money. And they're saying like, you know, I don't want to learn this because it's just easier to do what I've always done and we'll just file bankruptcy. Well, that's going to affect you because you've been trying to share with them your knowledge on try this, you know, try that, like be the joy, be this. And if they choose to learn that lesson, then yay. And if they choose to repeat it, then you can always just say, okay, I'm done, I'm gonna move forward. Or you can choose to stay there with them and keep giving them the same message.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of how those relationship contracts work and those dynamics work, is we're all here in our own, we're all individuals, but we're also
connected.
Okay. So my lesson will affect you and everybody else, as well as their lessons will affect me and everybody else.
I have to ask this. So if I continue to just be myself and like say, like at the beginning when you talked about acknowledging, I'm trying to hear what you said, it's so funny.
You're showing, yeah. You're sitting in the trees, you're talking telepathically.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
When you say...
Acknowledge those messages.
Mm-hmm. And allow myself to be me, right? Like,
yes.
That person that I am, like the joy,
yes,
that I know is there.
Yes.
The thing I got scolded for as a child for being too loud by my mom. Like, if I continue to be her, then she will reach out. It doesn't matter if you want to hear from me or not. Like, if I'm thinking about you.
Yes.
I just want to reach out and tell you, hey, I'm thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yes.
To do? Like,
yes, that's the message.
I feel like that part of me has been so repressed.
So think about and also the message that I said was, you're saying you got in trouble for living or speaking out loud.
Being too loud, yeah.
Being too loud. You didn't necessarily verbally talk. So there was very minimal sound. You found other ways to communicate and relay your message.
That's interesting because my mom always says I'm too loud. Even when I'm doing something, she's like, stop showing posturing like a peacock or something. Like,
and that is
too loud.
This is where it's going. That is her lesson.
Got it.
That is her lesson, not your lesson. You're there to show her differently. Whether she chooses it is up to her. It's not up to you.
Got it.
So,
because it feels like that's something that's always helped me back from fully understanding myself.
Mm-hmm.
That
so,
makes sense.
Yeah. So we're done with the lifetimes. So oftentimes when you're learning lessons and it's their lesson and you're getting messages, one thing that I learned in my teachings is it's just information. And it's kind of like, I've used this analogy a million times, handing them $1 million in cash. Yeah. It's up to them if they want to take it and use it, or if they want to complain about it because it's in the wrong denomination. You didn't hand it to them, you didn't deposit it, they're scared of it, they're worried. That's their thing. You gave them a gift, It's up to them what to do with it. Okay. And the hard thing there is learning to disconnect and say, it's done. I gave you the gift. It's up to disconnect from that. So trying to disconnect from the outcome is often our lesson.
I feel that, because that's something that's been repeated, right?
Yes.
And patterns with their dad. And
so hold strong. Give it with love and joy that the message will be seen and heard and felt, and allow. Just allow those, what you're doing, what you're giving and sharing is a gift. Either they take it or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've said, you know, I know you've heard this because we've talked so many times, that I could give you $1 million you would ditch because it's in the wrong denomination, you know? And I'm just like, and that's it, that's them. But I've learned to be like, I'm okay with that. Like, you do you, right? You do you, I'm gonna do me. So that's part of that. So did that answer your question?
A little, yeah.
Good. Good.
And not fully, but yeah, I can see where that's going.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and send you a copy of this.
Okay.
So that you have that and you can reflect on it, because a lot of times it's information overload. I'm finding, like I've said, these readings are really fast and direct. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of information at once. So sitting just back and just being reflecting again on the question and then listening to the lifetime separately has helped others. To clarify those answers, and then also just sitting with it and saying, what else is it saying? What else did I not hear at that time that I'm ready to hear now?
Okay.
Take a deep breath. We'll close this back. And we're back.
Now to my listeners, thank you for joining me and my guest here in today's episode. I hope you found something profoundly interesting or thought-provoking, and if you did, please take a moment to tell me about it in the comments here, if this platform allows, or visit me on one of my other social media accounts to have your voice heard. I'll list those details in the description. If you want to be a guest on this podcast, you can sign up on my website. Again, I'll list that link below. And please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. It's a great way to support my channel for free and let me know I should be doing more content like this. Until next time, journey well.